When cultivating mindfulness while lying down, we usually meditate in what is known in yoga as the corpse pose, lying on our backs with our arms alongside our body and the feet falling away from each other. There's nothing particularly maudlin about it. It is simply a reminder that we can intentionally die to the past and die to the future and thus give ourselves over to the present moment and to the life expressing itself in us now. Because you are indeed kind of corpse-like in the way you are lying, it is easy in this posture to intentionally evoke an attitude of dying inwardly to the ordinary preoccupations of the mind and the world for a time at least, and open to the richness of this moment. But you can practice mindfulness in any lying down posture that you care to, such as curled up, lying on your side, or lying on your belly. So lying on a comfortable padded surface, either on a rug or pad on the floor or on a bed or couch, we might at first give ourselves over to the experience of being here like this, in this posture, whatever it is. In part, this might entail opening to the soundscape and letting it speak, hearing whatever is here to be heard, as if we had died and were now merely overhearing the world going on, only now without us. In this attitude and orientation, we may hear sounds and sense the spaces between them in an entirely new way. Alternatively, you may notice at first that you haven't been hearing any sounds at all, so absorbed have you been in the roar of sensations fluxing in the body, or in what you might call mental noise, the thoughts racing incessantly through your mind. The entire meditation can be dedicated simply to being with hearing, bringing our attention back to hearing over and over again when it wanders off, and perhaps inquiring in a non-discursive way as to who is hearing. This is an extremely powerful way to practice the coming to our senses through the sense of hearing. Or we might allow hearing to be one aspect of our lived experience, which of course it is, and practice with an open, more undirected spaciousness of attention that drinks in sensations and perceptions emanating from all the senses at once as they arise moment by moment. Alternatively, we might practice just attending solely to the sensations of breathing, or being with sensations in specific regions of the body, or with an all-embracing sense of the body as a whole. As part of this last practice, we might either include or choose to feature the skin, feeling the entirety of the envelope of the body, tuning to whatever sensations are present as we lie here, and aware of how they are changing. We might also tune to a sense of the air around the body, bathing the body, enveloping the body, breathing the body, and perhaps even sensing or feeling the skin itself breathing. We can also just dwell in the watching of our thoughts and the emotional charges that they carry, whether positive, negative, or neutral, whether relatively strong or relatively weak, featuring them center stage in the field of awareness while we let all the other aspects of the present moment recede into the wings. Alternatively, we can place one object of attention in the foreground for a period of time, then allow it to recede into the background as we bring forth some other aspect of the field of awareness and feature it center stage in the field of awareness. We can also choose to keep our eyes open or closed. If we keep them open in the corpse posture, we simply drink in through the eyes whatever is above us, usually a ceiling of some kind. Of course, if you are lying in a meadow on a warm, clear day, gazing up at clouds for hours at a time, that is a meditation in its own right, as is gazing up into a tree you might be lying beneath. And of course, keeping the eyes open can be especially helpful and effective in moments of drowsiness and fatigue. But it is also quite wonderful to practice lying down meditation with the eyes closed. Many people find it helpful in refining the awareness of the internal landscape of the body and of the mind to keep the eyes closed. They find that it enhances the inward focus and concentration. That is something that you can decide for yourself and something to experiment with from time to time intentionally.